I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Mullen has struck gold with Kyle Trask, and they're doing extremely well. And Corey Bender is on top of the Florida Gators like nobody else from Gators territory. He is kind enough to join us this evening. First of all, congratulations on being a father, which I know that you relish so much, and the Gators. What a great year it's been for you.
No, it's been busy. It's been fun. Like you said, this year's been wacky as far as not being able to go to games, obviously due to COVID and everything. But, you know, at the same time, I've been able to spend more time with my son since he was born 3 weeks ago. And, yeah, man, just like I said, it's been a fun and enjoyable year, you know, from football, obviously, with Trask rewriting all the records. So many records across the board, and obviously my son keeping me busy as well, so obviously no complaints on my end. And like you said, with Florida, like you said, they played Vanderbilt this Saturday, and it all goes as expected. They'll probably roll over Vanderbilt as well, so it's been a fun year if you're a Gator fan.
It has been. I mean, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, beating Georgia, taking apart a Arkansas team, which had started to turn the corner until the Gators took the corner away from them. What has it been? People are saying, well, you know, Dan Mullen, if it wasn't for Felipe Franks being injured or this, he would still be the quarterback and we'd never know about Kyle Trask. This doesn't happen very often, but this kid's he's got to be one of the front runners for the Heisman Trophy. And you talk about coming from nowhere, and think about De'Eriq King and him going to the same high school. And wow, that boggles your mind more. Talk about Kyle Trask and what he's meant to this team, because he's lifted this program.
No, it's funny you mention that too, because even when Felipe was quarterback, it was a Kentucky game where he got injured last year. Kyle Pitts, at the same time, it didn't really find his groove until Kyle Trask took over. When Felipe was the quarterback, Trask was obviously in the lineup, but he wasn't one of the go-to targets. Once Trask came in and took over last year, you really saw Pitts become his number one target. And obviously both have helped each other catapult each other, obviously, to that national scene as far as from the NFL draft prospect standpoint, but also just being two of the best players in college football. But yeah, going back to Trask, it's been amazing to watch. You can almost do a 30, they'll probably do a 30 for 30 on this guy, especially if he wins the Heisman. But as far as with him, man, I think it's just his decision making, his ball placement, and how poised he is. It's one of those kids that could easily transfer out of the program a few years ago and played at a smaller school just based off where he was at that point, thinking, hey, I'm never going to see the field here. Felipe Franks is a quarterback. They're always recruiting highly regarded kids. You know, Emory Jones was the highest-rated quarterback that Mullen's ever recruited. So you have to face that as well, seeing him come into the program. But it's a testament, man, as far as hard work and believing yourself. I mean, he sat back, waited his turn, and now is cashing in the opportunity. And, I mean, every single record, I mean, he broke two his record for the most touchdown passes in the first six games of a season. He's rewrote the record books as far as 10 different records, you know, as far as ones you can kind of list off the top of your head. But he's had six games of four touchdowns this year as well, four 350-yard pass yardings too. The list goes on and on. The kid's just poised. And even after he connects on a lot of these touchdowns, he's not one of those ones that sits back and celebrates. He's just a very mature kid. He waited his opportunity. And his mixture of ball placement as far as how poised he is in the pocket and his pocket awareness has really paid off. And I think for his offensive line too, it kind of gets overlooked because of last year, they really struggled up front. That was one of the weak points of the team. But Stone Forsythe, who played at West Orange High School in Central Florida. He's right. at left tackle. He's quietly having a really good year as well. So they're giving him a lot of time back there, too. And then, Naquan Wright's another one from your neck of the woods down in Miami. Yes. A lot of these running backs have been really effective out of the backfield catching and kind of giving him that security blanket whenever he needs it. So it's been a well-rounded effort. But, yeah, as far as Trask, man, you can go on and on as far as the records he's broken. A lot of the boxes he does check off as a quarterback is really remarkable.
And you talk about a guy like Kyle Pitts. I mean, here's a guy who, you know, we knew this last year. We saw a little bit of him last year and watched how he matured. This guy's a first day, first early pick. I mean, he is. I mean, he's got to be as versatile a tight end. He's a tight end with speed, pass catching mm-hmm. guy who always gets open, creates mismatches. You have him, and then you have some receivers. So with an improving offensive line, with a running game, like you said, that's versatile, that doesn't only run the ball but catches out of the backfield, this is a very powerful offense that's really tough to stop.
No, absolutely, man. And I think it goes back because you look at last year, Florida graduated four of their top receivers last year, from Hammond to Freddie Swain. So a lot of these guys on the roster from last year that departed from NFL and just graduation, you've had a lot of guys like Trayvon Grimes, who's a former five-star guy, really step up and make the most out of those opportunities. You have Jacob Copeland. Justin Shorter, it's funny, a lot of Penn State fans were saying when he transferred to Florida, basically like, yeah, we don't need him. He doesn't have good hands and all this and all that. And he's made some remarkable catches this year. And, it's been a well-rounded effort. And a lot of the pieces just really clicking with this team. It's a very tight unit as well. It starts with Trask, obviously. I mean, you can just every game, his efficiency as far as his – at times there's some balls that he'll throw that make you like, ugh. One pass a game where it's almost picked off. But for the most part, man, his decision-making is off the charts. And I always – going back to the running backs, too, like you were saying, the versatile ones – Naquan Wright, he's one that's been really rising up the depth chart in recent weeks. And I'm happy for the kid because I know he battled injuries in high school. He was kind of a late addition to that class. He had the camp at Friday Night Lights to really have Dan Bull and staff believe in what he can do, especially come off the injury. And mixed in with him and with Damian Pierce, who's been running the ball very strong up the middle. You have Malik Davis, too. It's a really deep unit. And then it's funny, when Pitts goes out of the lineup, I didn't expect them to really have many hiccups. You have Keon Zipperer, who was a highly regarded tight end.
From
he
Lakeland,
had two touchdowns this past week. And then, obviously, our guy Kamori Gamble down at Miami Southridge. He had his touchdown last week versus Georgia. So a lot of bright spots, a lot of depth, but also a lot of youth, too. There's just a lot of notable names that you recognize from the recruiting trail, and now they're all cashing on their opportunity and stepping up. It's great to see, especially with guys like you and I who cover these guys. And like Kamori Gamble, it's just such a good story with him because I know he's kind of been shadowed by the Zipperers of the world and obviously Pitts. And to see him get out there and have a good outing at Georgia, that was really good to see. So and the thing is, too, with that, it just raises their confidence. I'm not saying a lot of guys always want to transfer and stuff, but you see guys like even Emory Jones, like you know you're going to be sitting behind Trask this year. But Mullen does a good job of getting the guys in the game whenever he can to kind of boost their confidence because, next year it's going to be once Trask is gone, it's going to be interesting as far as who steps up or not, and it all starts with confidence. So it's kind of good to see everyone cashing in when they can.
Yeah, no doubt. Corey, if they want to follow you and follow everything that you do at Gator Territory, at Gators Territory, let them know, let everybody know how to follow you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So Gators Territory, just as simple as that, that's our Twitter account. And then obviously with me, it's a Corey and then _Bender. That's my Twitter account. And then our website, it's just GatorsTerritory.com. And it's very rare when we don't have at least 5 to 7 pieces of content every day. So if you're a Gator fan, definitely head over there. And we're also running a promo right now, too. So it's 25% off our annual membership. And you also get a $75 digital code to Nike.com to kind of load up on any Gators gear you want. So
nice.
The holidays are on the corner. Yeah, it's a no-brainer deal. If you're a Gators fan, head over there. And, like you said, you get a load up on Gators gear for the holiday, but you also get a good discount on the annual membership, especially with the way Florida is playing. It's a great deal.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.